You are listening to episode 794. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I congratulate you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation technique every day on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme. So you get to explore a particular topic in depth, experimenting with different meditation techniques to see what might work best for you. Now you can use these meditation techniques whether you're seated in your favorite meditation space or whether you're right in the midst of a busy day. All the different techniques and meditations and references and resources I refer to in this week's 7-part meditation series can be found over at my website at sipandom.com. And there, just look for this week's topic and you'll find everything I mention in this week's series, as well as an invitation to join a free private Facebook group. And that is where you can connect with meditators from around the world who listen to the meditations just like you do. You can follow our weekly challenge customized around the weekly theme. So head over there and you're welcome to join us. You can also send a message to me on Sip and Om's Facebook page. Just send me a message saying, "Hey Mary, please add me to the private group," and I will gladly do so. Well, our theme this week is the work-life balance, the seemingly elusive work-life balance. And we've explored how to define success so that you can feel at more peace with yourself. So whether you're spending a little more time at your work than you are at your life, you can still feel as though you're doing the best you can with what you have to work with at this current stage in your life, and take small steps to tip the scales more in favor of a more balanced work-life approach to your life than you possibly currently have. Before I guide you through today's meditation, I always like to leave a little context to give you something to think about as you go into your meditation today. You'll be guided using a powerful breathing technique to help you feel a little more balanced as you make big decisions in regard to your work and your life. Well, I want to share with you today a fantastic book by Ari Meisel. Now, I'm a big fan of Ari's, and he wrote a book that you may remember because I did an entire meditation series customized around that book called Less Doing, More Living. He has a podcast by that same name, the Less Doing Podcast. I recommend you listen to it because you'll learn how to automate, optimize, and outsource your life so that you have more time to do those things that mean the most to you. Well, he's recently, just very recently, in fact, a few weeks ago, came out with a brand new book called The Art of Less Doing, One Entrepreneur's Formula for a Beautiful Life. And I'd like to share with you a tip that he has in this book to help you optimize your time. And he recommends, if you can, to work with your focused attention using one skill set. So definitely not multitasking here. You may be, for example, writing. So maybe Monday is the day where you write and that's what you focus on, is just writing. Or maybe you need to make phone calls. Well, you choose another day where you're just making phone calls. Because each time we interrupt and change direction with our energy, with our focus and our skill set, we lose that momentum. And it can take up to half an hour to get it back. So try working in themes, just like we have a theme for each day of the week. There's a reason I do that. And we have a topic for the whole week that we really focus on and go in depth with. It's because you get best results when you really narrow down and focus on a particular skill set at a time. So maybe you need to do teaching or lecturing. Well, try to come up with a day where you're writing your lesson plans, where you're really focused on the creative part. And then another day can be where you're focused on actually giving the presentation or actually teaching or whatever it may be. See if you can do this as much as you possibly can, even if you work in an office setting where you have multiple tasks, different tasks to do that each day. See if you can group those and even automate some of those tasks. There are so many ways to automate different activities now, especially repetitive activities. And so in Ari's book, as I mentioned, you'll find a link to his book on my website for this week's work-life balance, but it's called The Art of Less Doing, and his name again is Ari Mizell. So now let's guide you through a breathing technique so you can feel more balanced as you focus on areas of your life that you can optimize and that you can consider how you view success and start to spend more time, as much time as possible at least, in those parts of your life where you feel maybe you're neglecting those areas. So go ahead and get ready to meditate. Sit up straight with a nice straight spine. We'll begin to relax the different areas of your body where you are likely to hold tension. Close your eyes gently, keeping them slightly uplifted as they're closed. This keeps your thoughts uplifted as you meditate. Relax your feet. Relax your calves. Soften your knees. Relax your thighs. Relax your hips. Soften your stomach. Let it relax and hang out. Relax your chest. Relax your shoulders and your spine. Relax your arms and your hands. Rest your hands on your lap with your palms upward or downward. Relax your throat. Soften your neck. Relax your jaw. Soften your whole face. Doesn't it feel beautiful just to do this? You're doing such a good thing for yourself as you get ready to meditate. Breathing techniques are incredibly effective, helping you calm your mind and body. Notice your breath now. Not forcing it in any way, just observing your breath. With each inhale, feel your abdomen rise just ever so slightly upward. And with each exhale, feel your abdomen sink back downward. You can place your hand on your stomach if you want to really focus on breathing correctly, so you can oxygenate your entire body, reaching all those body cells, giving them the oxygen they require by giving yourself a full diaphragmatic breath. Very nice. Just noticing your breath. Your breath reveals to you the kind of state you're in. Notice as you inhale the cool, refreshing air. And as you exhale, tension, let it go. This breathing technique will help you to feel more balanced. So you always want to make sure you're not somewhere where you are driving or operating any equipment as you do this breathing technique. I think you know that. When you do this breathing technique, we're going to start counting. We'll start with one. Going to inhale to the count of one, hold for the count of one, exhale to the count of one, inhaling and exhaling through your nose, keeping your breath soft. And then we will progressively increase our counting. So you'll inhale to the count of two, hold for two, exhale for two. Work your way up to where you feel comfortable. And when you get to the point where you're having a little bit of trouble inhaling for a certain amount of time, holding, and then exhaling for that same amount of time, just stop. And then notice your breath and then go back into your meditation, letting go of the technique. Experiencing just stillness. And when your mind begins to wander, bring it back to this breathing technique to help you feel balanced. You may need to go back and forth between your breath and meditation, and that's all normal. You get better and better at it. But the technique just gets you to the point where you're ready to meditate. Meditation was when you're seated, experiencing stillness. Your mind and body are calm. If at any point you feel lightheaded or dizzy, just resume your normal breathing. So again, sit up straight, eyes closed and gently lifted upward, shoulders, jaw, stomach relaxed. Inhale for one, hold for one, exhale for one, inhale for two, hold for two, exhale for two. Inhale for three. Hold for three. Exhale for three. Inhale for four. Hold for four. Exhale for four. Inhale to five. Hold for five. Exhale for five. You can rest, or you can go on, going at your own pace, to the rate that feels best for you. You can stop the technique and do it over again. Continue seated, enjoying your meditation. Feeling more balanced, continuing to breathe, feeling the stillness in your mind and body. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.